This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
On InfoWars.com, there's a live feed of the show up there, video feed. And look at the comments. They're just the best. NFL ratings are dropping faster than Bill Clinton's pants in Arkansas trailer park. And then look at this latest. Ben Garrison, we got to get him back on. Here's the latest Ben Garrison cartoon. It's got the equality team, San Francisco, Pinky Niners, the Indianapolis Ingrates sitting on the American flag, the Tennessee Tantrums, the Denver Virtue Signalers, the Cleveland Reds, the Carolina Concussions, the Seattle Snowflakes. Ben Garrison is the best. And I've been a big fan of political cartoons, looking at political cartoons they even had in Roman times that they have imprints and paintings of. And they made some jokes back then. And then there were a lot of famous cartoons in our country's history. I actually own quite a few books that are volumes of them. But, I mean, Ben Garrison, I think, from what I've seen, is the greatest editorial cartoonist in history. Not just because I agree with him. He's more prolific. We got better tools nowadays than pen and ink drawing it and having to print it out. I mean, granted, he's got better tools than he had before, but he's the best. And there's all these other amazing ones, but wow. Look at that. Indianapolis Ingrates. But you know what's really funny? Is that they really thought they could force feed everybody to go along with this. You know what's not funny, though? The propaganda may be failing, but it's only meant to wind up their own minions to go out and start race wars and to go out and start massive attacks and to go out and start a cover for the deep state to move against Trump so it looks like it's organic. So their plan's not going well. Looks like a monkey you-know-what in a football, as they used to say. But still, we shouldn't underestimate it. And no, they're planning on launching it. Because it's not just idiot, you know, college folks who'll sit there talking about how they're going to have got knives and weapons. It's our reports from folks embedded that it's far more than that. They are talking about stabbing people and, you know, and it's happened. The issue is they're trying to foment it as the cover. I'm not saying that they could actually overthrow the country. But they're used as the cover. This is a breaking report. Fox News. Trump delays Air Force One to call officer injured in motorcade crash. An officer got hit. President Donald Trump delayed Air Force One's departure from Indianapolis on Wednesday until after he was able to talk with the motorcycle officer who crashed in the motorcade to the airport. Initial reports said Trump called the officer during the flight back to Washington. But the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police tweeted Thursday the president delayed the flight. And the thing is, every time he does this, the media says either he didn't do it or he didn't care. Most of the time, you don't know when Trump does stuff like this, the personal touch. The point is, Obama didn't used to do stuff like this. I mean, he wouldn't even visit a hurricane hit area. Hillary wouldn't even do it. And then they'll go, oh, but you didn't go to Puerto Rico and you didn't send help when he had sent help. But granted, the military is completely, Florida alone has it overtaxed. Texas, you don't hear about Texas anymore. Mexico's been hit by all these earthquakes. They couldn't send help anymore. Puerto Rico is a possession of the U.S. It's totally covered in water, basically, still in many areas, and has no power. What are you going to do? That's why civilization's so tenuous. And if we have a civil war or something along those lines or a depression, 90% of people lived in rural areas in the Great Depression. Look it up. And about half of those were self-sufficient. So about 45% of folks were totally self-sufficient. Now it's less than 5%. And 10% live rural. The numbers are basically flipped. You have a real depression. It will be a meltdown, crazy time event. Think about that. Think about that long think about that hard and why we should all be trying to prop civilization up while at the same time trying to get something ready.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
On a freezing cold morning in 1776 in Philadelphia, a 47-page booklet was published that would go on to change world history. The publication was called Common Sense, and its author was Thomas Paine. The pamphlet contained clear truths, clear to all right-thinking, rational persons, and the common sense uniting them into a useful whole. Like that powerful expression of American consciousness, today we need another jolt of common sense, this time in business. Today, responsible, purposeful business leaders are taking up this mantle and laying claim to the phrase common sense business. This book is about restoring faith in the market and wealth creation. It sets up a dramatic tension and then promises the reader a better way. The true secrets to enduring success. And it does it in real life using dramatic case study examples. Will you join all those who are showing us how, why, and where common sense business is being executed? More importantly, do you want to know how you can do it too?
And that's the new book, already a bestseller, Common Sense Business, by our guest, Ted Malik. And again, Ted Malik's one of those names. I remember 20 years ago going, look at the globalist at the Aspen Institute. And look, he's one of the executive board of the World Economic Forum. But a lot of people have been in that system trying to promote Americana, trying to promote free market. And for over a decade, he's been one of the main leaders helping really expand the amount of people in the establishment, you could say, that realize the way globalism got set up is dead on arrival. You've seen Peter Thiel and many others say the tide is going out on globalism because it was authoritarian, it was crony capitalist, it was centralized, and it was greedy and wanted to create austerity for other groups and peoples to consolidate control, to create a world of renters instead of a world of owners. They could have ruled the world. They were in the position to do it. They were already doing it. But they killed the golden goose. That's my perspective, but it's great to get Ted Malik on with us, TedMalik.com. I'm not going to go over his entire bio and all his best-selling books and top advisor to top companies and CEOs, and again, serve as the executive board of the World Economic Forum. That's the most important meeting in the world. I mean, it's like a public Bilderberg meeting. Bilderberg itself is, even according to Ted, is just a joke these days. And of course, he's been a senior policy position in the U.S. Senate Committee on Foreign Relations in the U.S. State Department. I'm not going to go over his PhDs and all the books and the rest of it, and how he is the spiritual enterprise research. He is a research professor at Yale University. He also co-directs the project Practical Wisdom for Management for the spiritual and philosophical traditions, along with the I'm not going to go over all the rest of it from Yale. The point is, he knows all the big kingpins, and he's here telling you that globalism is falling apart. So what are the globalists doing right now then? Trying to create racial division, trying to create divide and conquer, trying to kill nationalism that's springing up from Catalonia to the United States, from Brazil to the Middle East. Why are they trying to kill organic free market awakening when that's what's always made us all wealthier, happier, and better? I mean, they admit many of their elite publications they're losing and that there's a total reversal. So why are they doubling down, or am I wrong?
Well, it's great to be with you, Alex, and to see you even from over here across the ocean. I wish I could be with you physically in Texas, but this is the next best thing, technology and the wonders of technology. You are so right, so spot on. I said, you know, a few months ago that Davos man is dead. He's certainly dying, and we have to put some nails in that coffin. Peter Thiel, who you mentioned, says the tide of globalism is going out. So you see all over the world, and I was really excited about Trump's speech at the UN, where he talked about national sovereignty literally, I think, 17 times in that one speech. The world is moving back. The pendulum is swinging back to free peoples and to the nations in which they participate.
Wow. So from your own words, instead of me asking my obnoxious questions, where are we historically? How did we get there? Where are we going? Who are the players? What's this going to look like?
Well, I think we're in the throes of the storm. So by no means is this a determined reality. We don't have the next world yet. I think we're in a throe of great change. So you saw Brexit first as a barometer event, and Nigel has been on your show. Of course, he's a very good friend of mine. That's Nigel Farage, recently in Alabama, celebrating another victory there. But so you have that swing in Britain, and then soon thereafter you have the, at least from some perspectives, the unbelievable and unexpected election of Donald J. Trump as president of the United States. And then you had a number of elections in Europe where these nationalist parties did as well or better than many people expected. And just last week in Germany, you had an alternate political party basically transform the entire German political landscape such that we won't really have a Merkel power in Europe anymore. That new government will have to be put together on a coalition basis. And the AfD, which is the name of the party, the Alternative for Deutschland, will be the opposition party. This is an altogether new reality. I'll predict here on your show today that next March we'll have a new nationalist government in Italy.
Wow. And again, our media spun it. Corporate media spun it that it was another win for Merkel. But right there, if you look at the demographics and you look at the numbers of a parliamentary system, I know most of our audience understands that, but you might explain to them that once you know, she becomes fractional, now other fractional parties can now basically dictate a lot of change. So this is the beginning of the end of the current wave of, I would say, anti-Europe, anti-West, really communists that have been running the EU.
Well, we don't know what will happen in the EU yet. I think that.
But don't you think if Germany starts falling to nationalism and free market again, won't that signal the whole EU?
Well, one can only keep their fingers crossed and hope that's the case. So we have in France someone who wants to double down on the EU bet, and certainly Merkel would have been his logical and likely partner to basically reintegrate the European countries, to bring forward those institutions and make it not just a trading club, but a political entity threatening America on every front, by the way. That's less likely to happen today after the election in Germany, because she's going to be focused, really, on keeping Germany together and putting her coalition together.
Exactly, not selling Germany out to prop up the euro, not selling Germany out to keep this failed deal. And so failing forward, the EU, you might tell folks, because you're the expert on it, falling apart, so now it wants an EU army, total control. Its answer to people trying to pull out of it is police state, just like Catalonia, but on a bigger scale, correct?
Absolutely. Just a week and a half ago, we had the president, Claude Juncker, give a speech in Brussels where he basically gave his scenario for the future, which is a totally unified, totally integrated, totally statist, anti-capitalist, pro-socialist Europe, with an even closer unification than it has today. And clearly that is not something that certain players in Europe, like Poland, possibly Spain, and most certainly the UK, which thankfully has voted to leave the European Union, wants to suffice. So we're going through the throes of the Brexit now and the negotiations, and the EU is being very punitive against our ally, the United Kingdom. So as they try to extricate themselves from this union, it's looking very difficult, very costly, and of course there are many Remainers still in the UK.
What did you make of the arrogant Juncker, a literal top Nazi heir, whose family took over Luxembourg? I mean, he still has these duchies that he controls. He's this fossil, this throwback to something even beyond royalty, but just a kleptocratic family that's been perched on Europe for centuries. And then he threatens Trump, threatens America, and makes statements about how the EU with communist China will be able to stop America's recovery and get Trump back in line, dictating to us like he'd already captured us, like his grandfather and father captured Luxembourg. I mean, this is a guy that really thinks he owns the world.
Well, he is the crony of the Germans and of Mrs. Merkel. So in a sense, this whole cabal in Europe is a German conspiracy. I have some difficulty saying this, but it is almost like Germany has gained through the EU what it couldn't obtain in the Second World War. So they're controlling Europe, they're controlling the currency, they're controlling the institutions. Juncker is a crony of Merkel, and basically it's an organization that works to benefit Germany and its interests, which are not the same interests, obviously, of other nation states in Europe. And most certainly, and I say this, of course, as somebody who has been close to this over the last number of years, not something that the Americans should take lightly. We should look at this EU as a real challenger and not just as a benign challenger.
Sure, sure. And
actually a challenger.
And people overuse the Nazi thing, but Juncker really is the heir to like the second most powerful family in Germany during World War II, top Nazis. The Junker aircraft that, you know, bombed England and Russia and everything else were made by his family. And he really is bringing forward an EU project that has been declassified, as you know, was a Nazi program. They wanted a European Union. So He's just carrying on the family project, second most powerful family, arguably the most powerful Nazi family in World War II. And they run the EU, folks. Now, he basically thinks he owns Europe. He thinks he owns America. And this is the type of scum that we're facing. But we have patriots, like our guests, from the inside that are dynamiting it.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at kdarmor.com, CADIarmor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
guest. He's got a new book out. We're going to talk about coming up in the next segment. And if you want to talk to somebody that's been at the highest levels of the Davos Group, somebody that knows all the big world leaders, knows what the globalist plan was, and from the inside has been opposing it for over a decade, Ted's the guy to talk to. And it's just fascinating. We should have him on for like 3 hours someday if that doesn't exhaust him. But this is your short segment. What hits me so hard is for decades, going back to Barry Goldwater and Ron Paul and myself and many others, they would make jokes like there's no globalism, there's no new world order, while they were teaching it at colleges, while they were preparing it. And now that hoax has collapsed. And as soon as that hoax collapsed, it's game over. But if they would have just been building a real global community with a future to empower everybody, everyone would be for it. Because that's obviously the logical, you know, next step. And I just don't get that they're doubling down with violence and with Marxists in Europe and here and calling for violence and calling everyone Nazis that doesn't want to be part of this when literal Nazis launched their current EU-centric spoke to control globalism. So bottom line, there's a fight over who controls globalism. There's globalism, the economy that exists already. Then there's globalist, you know, two separate things in my view. But it's just such an amazing time to be alive and to realize, as you said, this is the beginning of the renaissance or the break away from it. I guess my question or my rant is this. Can they still defeat us? Are we being arrogant about the total tide shift? What are they planning from your best research?
Well, I don't think they're sitting on their hands. I think they have every intention to try to defeat us. You see that on the streets. You see that in the media. You see that in certain corporations who are captive to these globalists. So I don't think by any means they're going to go away, as Steve Bannon says, without putting up a fight. So we have to be equally adept in actual street fighters and take them on. And I think that we've been doing that, and it scares the bejesus out of them.
Okay, I've been asking the questions. We've got a few minutes left in this segment. We'll get into your book in the next. But what else is big on your radar as we see the collapse, the capsizing of globalism?
Well, I think that you see them trying to take over all the institutions, of course, of our civic life, whether it's the schools, whether it's the culture, whether it's the media. I obviously spend most of my time with corporations as a corporate strategist. They've actually had an attempt over the last 20-odd years to have globalists as CEOs of all these companies, or many of these companies, such that they then have transnational corporations who have no attention then to the places where they do business. They're bigger and stronger and, in their views, better than the people who inhabit those places.
So really a corporate coup through corporate governance, but not to even empower free market. What would you call the system they were building? Kind of a technocracy where they're exempt from the socialist hell they put us under?
Well, they are elitist in every sense, and some of the rules that they make, they don't want to be bound by themselves, a little bit like the U.S. Congress. But, they've built a system where they can fly around on their private jets and at the same time talk about climate change and at the same time basically form a kind of crony capitalism, pretending to be philanthropists, giving away other people's money. So it's a very nice lifestyle.
Basically, they're a bunch of crooks that have bought off the establishment media and billed themselves as angels.
And that's why people like you, Alex, are so dangerous, because you expose this. You and Drudge and all the other people on this side of the equation, and people who are, in fact, trying to defend free market capitalism, those people actually have to continue to make this case. And we have to, and I think there are more ears listening to what you're saying day in and day out.
Common sense business. We're going to break, but I certainly want to read this book. Just in 40 seconds, why have you become, in the last 30 years behind the scenes, one of the top corporate advisors in the world?
Well, I like to think that I'm trusted by people with some analytical capacity, some good character, and some ideas that actually have come to fruition. But I've had the good luck and good fortune to be at the right place at the right time, and I've had very good mentors, and I would like to say God has been on my side.
I certainly don't want to be on the side the globalists are on. What a sad group of people. Boy, I tell you, we're going to talk about it all. The book, take a few of your phone calls with Mr. Malik straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war for your mind.
I remember about a year ago or so, Jerome Corsi, who's got a bunch of number one best-selling books and has a lot of great connections, a great guy, really hard-working fella. He's the reason Trump even found out about Arpaio and he got the pardon. Was, of course, he wrote articles that Drudge picked up. He said, yeah, I want to get Ted Malik on. And you know, big heavy hitter, advising corporations and part of the Davos group and all the rest of it. He's been fighting globalism from the inside for a long time. And I remember going and looking on Ted Malik. I mean, that's a guy that, like, ran the big, what was it, Aspen Institute, was one of the main members organizing Davos that became the most powerful group in the world and connected all the big heavy hitters. And I knew he'd always promoted free market, stood up for American sovereignty. I knew there were good people in the system. Because as we really begin to win, folks, we have to understand we're going to have a lot more folks in the system that once they're able to really stand up and do more are going to appear. We're also going to see people who we think are our friends that are going to turn on us because of they're being blackmailed, they're being threatened. I mean, if you knew the stuff I've been through, and I'm not complaining, I asked for this, but let me tell you, it's like a James Bond movie, except I'm not as good-looking as James Bond, and, you know, I fall on my ass. I mean, the stuff they pulled, the things they've done, and a lot of people hear that and say, oh, my gosh, I better not do anything. It's fun, okay, and it's better than being a slave, but what I'm getting at here is, as we get control of the government, and as we turn the economy back around, that's we the people, as we go back to the Americana system where it's not about elitism, it's about what you actually do and what you produce and what you stand for, as we become more chivalrous again, we get ready to win, folks. This whole hoax, this whole spell we've been under is a good allegory of being under this control can be lifted, and Trump's trying to lift it. He's real. They tried to demoralize us where we believed that there was nothing real. Let me tell you, it's been patriots in the Council on Foreign Relations and in the CIA and in the big universities that have known about this, who've been getting information out forever, and that have basically made sure that globalism now is falling apart. And that's because globalism proved it was a fraud. The globalism of the globalists, not global trade or global connections or global agreements. And so this whole system of secret TPP and screwing America over and dominating the host country is now coming to an end to a great extent. It doesn't mean things are going to be perfect. We're not like communists that offer some utopia, but I'm ranting. Let me stop now. It's just that this is a big crossroads. So before you get into your book and the toll-free number so you can take a few calls, 410 Malik specifically, 800, we don't screen on, there may be some trolls, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. First-time callers, talk to a guy who academically and business-wise is at the highest levels and who has been strategically involved, according to all my sources, helping bring down this current authoritarian globalism. So you want to know who helped kick the switch? We the people, all of us together, one of the key people there helping kick the switch to reverse the tide is Ted Malik. And we have to understand that we need to want people to come from the inside and fight it. But he didn't just flip sides the last 5 years. I learned about what he was doing 6-7 years ago. I just didn't know how extensive it was, and that for over a decade he's been fighting the globalist plan. But if you talk to him, he's been doing it since the beginning. So thank God we've had folks that have been inside. So can you spend a few minutes just talking about your evolution, your awakening, how they sold globalism, when you went from just being somebody working inside that structure for American values to somebody that was actively fighting against it? What was that process like? Did it happen overnight? Was it instantaneous? Or did it happen over a long period of time?
Well, I think in my case, if we're talking, you know, and I have a personal memoir, so, you know, you can read about it at, in all of its grainy detail. It's called Davos, Aspen and Yale, My Life Behind the Elite Curtain as a Global Sherpa. I basically, even as a young person and as an intellect growing up around Bill Buckley and Firing Line and National Review and the great books, was always inside the argument about conservative ideas, certainly about religion and culture, and about free markets. So there was no turning point for me, no conversion. I happened to have had good fortune to be invited into a number of places that were prominent, I guess, establishmentarian. But even in those places, I tried to be, as the Bible says, light and salt, and to try to bring them into some kind of reason. That was oftentimes a frustrating experience. And there were certainly very strong countervailing forces.
Sure, but as a critic, I mean, you became very, very prominent, I guess, as being a critic, which is an example to folks that are just yes men. In a world of yes men, it's better to be a critic when something's corrupt.
I think you have to. Otherwise, you have no moral character, no backbone whatsoever. So you have to be able either to say no or to stand up or to criticize something or... If you're
but you've become more of an aggressive critic in the last 5-6 years, just from what I've seen on the radar screen. I mean, is that accurate?
It is accurate that I have, I would say, in the last 10 years, and thanks to some mentors and some foundations, been able to write books that are much, much more critical than at an earlier point in your career where, you know, you're frankly trying to make a buck or get promoted or get to the next rung. So we're all guilty of that kind of careerism. But at this point, I mean, I'm able and willing, and of course I've been doing this both on shows like this and in print, to tell the truth about where we are and how we got there.
Have they tried to punish you?
Well, I mean, they've tried to politically assassinate me. Certainly, there are people in the American system, but more in the European side, who see me as their archenemy. They certainly didn't want me to be ambassador for Trump in the European Union because I would have taken them on and I would have made his case. What they want and still want, they don't have an ambassador yet, is someone who will make their case back to the Americans and to Trump, as opposed to someone who will represent the American perspective and the American national opinion in Europe. So, yeah, there's a lot. There are a lot of forces, particularly in the media, who take us on, who try to pigeonhole us and categorize us and make us out to say things that we're not saying. But they're particularly fearful of me because I know them from the inside.
That's right. In fact, well, I mean, I've seen the horrified reports, and then now, I mean, they wish you would just shut up, but the more they tell you to shut up, the more you speak. And it seems like the bullying, don't they get across the board, just of Trump supporters or nationalists or free market folks, that their no-holds-barred bullying has now only really gotten a lot of people off the couch and into a very, very aggressive stance? I think they took our kindness for weakness.
Well, I mean, we have, I think, fought back more so in this last period. And a lot of that, I think, is precipitated by the Brexit situation in the UK and by Mr. Brexit himself. I've mentioned him, Nigel Farage here, but even more so on the world scene by Donald Trump. So he is the persona, I think, that has really transformed the landscape. So you're looking at my bookcase right behind me. I'm very proud to have in one of these frames a letter from the Socialist Party and the Communist Party of the European Parliament that says I should be made, Ted Malik should be made persona non grata, that I should not be able to have a political or a diplomatic appointment to their European Union.
And that's what I remembered. I was stretching back in my memory that major political party, because communists are a major party in Europe, folks, are like trying to have you banned, saying you're not fit to serve, basically banning you from public life.
Oh, they would enjoy it if we would go away and just go back and sit on our hands. And if they could take you off the air and stop the publications of other publications, and then they could just go back to business as usual. But that's not the case.
You know, they've approached radio stations we're on and that offered them huge sums of money to take us off through other programs. And they go, oh, we don't want that show. And they go, don't worry, any show, not even our show, just get him off. And I've learned behind the scenes they're doing stuff, you know, even at the network level, the sabotage oh, you don't want Alex anymore. You know, carry something else. Yes, I'm aware of that. I'll just let folks know. So it's definitely hit next level. It's so intense. And I think as libertarians or conservatives or just Christian patriots, we don't tend to want to whine and say, oh, look, we're under attack. It's almost like it's an honor to be under attack. It is. But the listeners and viewers need to know, they don't want us speaking. They need to understand, just getting our articles, our videos, your book, getting these materials out is a revolutionary act. Here's an example. This is up on newswars.com, Adon Salazar, also prisonplanet.com. It's very important to get this out because we were just talking about how they want to ban him from service. There's a lot of folks who want to try to have him be an advisor or an ambassador to the European Union via the United States. Trump's talked about that. Speaking of his book, Common Sense Business, we're talking about in a moment. Librarian rejects racist Dr. Seuss book donated by Melania Trump. Yes, because she donated it at an event, they don't now want the book, period. Even if it's not the book she even donated, it's because she donated the book. It now, by extension, is racist, and you got to ban colleges, you know, called Lynch or halls called Lynch. A Cambridge, Massachusetts librarian refused several Dr. Seuss children's books donated by First Lady Melania Trump, claiming the content is steeped in racist propaganda. And it's, oh, the places you'll go where a bear-like creature gets to visit the world and excites kids about the future of the world. So now cartoon characters are now racist. This is mass insanity. What do you make of this, Ted Malik?
Well, this is clearly a political act. I mean, she was making a donation of children's book. I mean, innocent children's book. We all grew up reading these books and giving them to a library. And this librarian, I'm not saying she's an unqualified librarian, but she's a, you know, she's a cultural Marxist, and she's basically saying, we don't want any of these gifts because they're coming from you. And then she makes all these categorical, you know, comments.
And she wants the power to ban whatever she wants when she wants. And that's why the cultural Marxists, as you just said, pick asinine things. Because if they can get away with banning loving, sweet, totally non-racist books, they can ban anything.
Well, and they'd love to ban my book or your book or Jerome Corsi's books or any of the books that still are being published and people need to read and young people need to get their hands on.
Ted Malik, let's talk about, I'm going to take a few calls here, common sense business principles for profitable leadership. This is what everybody should be reading, not learning how to be an SJW, not learning how to, if people know how to be successful, stop having chips on your shoulders, have good attitudes, and then learn basic systems and then apply yourself. And the world's looking for you. If you'll just be professional, nice, courteous, focused, dedicated, you won't be able to help being promoted and being successful. You agree with that statement, Ted?
I do, but I think we need this kind of jolt, as I say, of common sense business today. And in the past, it came from President Reagan. Today, it's coming from President Trump. We saw yesterday an announcement of his tax plan. So we need policies, both at the national level and at the corporate level, that are prudent, principled, patient, and practical. And most importantly, and this is something we underline in this book, it's all about this, we need to let markets work. We need to defend capitalism again.
Now, Ted, before we go to some more of these phone calls, I haven't read the book yet, but I love it when books have actual great video trailers. I'm excited about it because I want to learn more about business myself. I just got into business to fund my political views, so I've never really went to any official school. But now I do read a lot of the, you know, better business people like yourself, and I've learned a lot from it, and it's made us innumerably more successful. So just give us the basic gist of the book, and I want folks to know, don't think of this as too highbrow. So many people never want to read something like this and think, oh, that's not for me. The basic principles you'll learn in something like this are transcendent. So just explain to people why they want to understand business, because even if you're not officially yourself in your own business, understanding business and how businessmen think and women think is absolutely key to success.
Well, this is for all business people. It's for small businesses, medium-sized businesses, large businesses, for every sector, and frankly, for every country in the world. We need to learn how to do business on a prudent and principled basis. What we do is make this argument. We're very instructive, very informative. I co-authored this book with the former CEO and chairman of the world's largest private company, Cargill. And in the book, we give away a lot of the secrets of companies that have been very successful and very durable over very long periods of time. So on a macro level, it's a defense of capitalism. And on a micro level, it's about all these great examples of companies who have been doing this. So you can learn from those companies.
That's right. Folks who don't know, Cargill is the biggest private company in the world. I've even seen Obama's regulators circulating around that one to get their fingers in there. And again, so many big globalist corporations that own slave factories in China, you name it, they'll always social justice warrior, justice signal, virtue signal, but they won't actually ever give people the tools to catch fish. They'll make you beg for fish and then maybe give you, you know, one bite if you sell your soul. But to have Cargill's CEO giving out these mega secrets, you can see capitalism, real capitalists understand, they're in a death battle with the collectivists. We've got to bring out the heavy weapons and make sure people are so successful we finally kill this vampire of collectivism once and for all. That's a big deal to have the CEO of Cargill give people the secrets because, you know, things like that could really be used by their enemies that haven't even figured those things out yet. So business secrets are really important. And so for people to be giving away the keys to the kingdom, I think it shows that capitalism that isn't evil understands that they've got to go to the thermonuclear option.
Well, we're talking about good capitalism. We're talking about the morality of the market. We're talking about how companies are extremely profitable over the long term based on these things that they do that, in fact, make them good companies. Just the opposite of what all these socialist professors have been preaching, not teaching, in business schools around the world.
That's right. They want to just tear everything down and then hand it out. It's like if you had a spaceship to go to a new planet. They want to tear down the spaceship and just for fun, because it threatens them, and then live like a bunch of savages instead of wanting to be part of this, you know, great experiment. They just hate success and want to conquer the engine of success, even though they're going to destroy it, so that they can claim that they're dominant, when true dominance would be to simply empower humanity. There's no question free market capitalism, even though only a fraction of it has been realized, is thousands of times better than communism. Look at Venezuela. Look at Cuba. Look at all these countries. China's not communist. They've just adopted partial capitalism, and it's taken them a long way. I mean, can you, before we go to calls, a few minutes just on why the elites who made their money through capitalism, so many of them, I mean, what percentage do you think it is, 60-70%, still want to push collectivism? Is it because now they've gotten to this level, they want to use it as a tool of control? Or is it really that they're bleeding heart fools and are guilty and so want to somehow deploy a system they think will lift everybody up, even though all the science and history and business shows it does the opposite? I mean, are they useful idiots or are they authoritarians?
Well, there are probably some that fit in each of those camps. What the problem is that too many of them are redistributionists. So what they're really trying to do is gerrymander a system where they can get rich, but they use the state then to give away everyone else's wealth such that they can then pretend to be do-gooders. And there are way too many of those kinds of globalists operative in the global economy. What we need is more entrepreneurs. We need people who are innovative, who are actually trying to build great companies. And I think, frankly, that operates, first of all, in the startups and in the medium-sized companies that America is famous for. 72% of jobs are created in those places. The tax code that we've been presented with yesterday is going to help incentivize that. We have got to get back to economic growth.
I'm going to take a few phone calls, but before we do, in this last 10 minutes, Ted Malik, TedMalik.com, the new book, Common Sense Business. I'm going to read it, Principles for Profitable Leadership, giving you really some stuff that smart folks have developed over the years that families have handed down to try to energize the economy and escape the Cloward and Piven folks that want to bankrupt things so they can control it. I mean, that's their admitted paradigm. Any other little kernels of knowledge you want to impart to folks? Any messages you want to give to the dug-in globalists, you know, the EU bureaucrats that exempt themselves from the very taxes they foist on their serfs?
Well, it'd be nice if they would give up their cause and just go back to real jobs, but they've got a cushy existence. I mean, if you're making hundreds of thousands of dollars or euros a year on a tax-free basis, and you spend half your day drinking beer and cocktails, and then, pushing around paper, maybe having a real job is just too difficult.
And then they have disdain. I've always noticed parasites have disdain for the host. And I guess they have disdain for themselves, so they're projecting it on us. Dan in Kentucky, Peter in Texas, Dan in Ohio, Kay in Georgia, Phil in New Hampshire. We're going to go to all of you guys and gals right now. Let's go to Kay first. Kay in the great state of Georgia, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you guys doing? First, I wanted to read an Oscar Wilde quote I found yesterday. I thought relevant to your conversation.
Sure.
It's, if you want to tell people the truth, make them laugh. Otherwise, they'll kill you. I was I'm a retired non-commissioned officer from the United States Army. I worked for many years in the intelligence community, and I've seen this whole thing go down over the past couple years. I served for 10 years, and I went to Afghanistan twice. And at every stop, there's somebody standing in your way. We know where the bad guys are. We know what they're doing, but it's just the will of the people to stand up to the government so they can get the country back.
You know, that's what I've said, and that's what Lou Dobbs is now saying. that they're trying to break our will. And our will is rising, common sense will, to be prosperous, to be upright, to be decent, and not have a bunch of scum organize a system above us to siphon it off. And so I think we're reaching the tipping point of humanity fighting their will again, because this is happening in Africa, Latin America, Asia. Is it something in the air, Ted Malik? I mean, why is there such a, because you write about this, I'm not putting words in your mouth, such a global awakening?
Well, I'd like to thank this caller, first of all, for his service, which we don't do often enough. He's absolutely right, though. We are in both an information war, and I would say a spiritual war, against these forces of darkness, of evil, and of globalism. And more of us are rising up against it. And I think everywhere in the world, at least the places I'm traveling, I'm seeing that sentiment.
Okay, anything else?
Yes, sir. The reason I gave that quote was because when I was in Afghanistan, I was embedded with the local police and the local army doing raids and such. And they could have killed us. I mean, there was nothing standing between them.
But you made them there. You were friends, and you guys made jokes, and you were friends, right?
I learned their language. I spoke with them. I told them about America and evangelized. Based on my system, it's so great, and people don't understand that all we need is this entrepreneurial spirit to take over back in the country, and we're going to go off. I mean, my dad didn't come here from Iran to see the country get destroyed in 1978. This place is going crazy. We need to take it back.
That's right. We have to have the optimism, and that's what Trump's done. That's his big crime. It's not that he's racist. They hate him because he's optimistic. He's celebrating plumbers and firefighters and farmers and just average folks and making it about America again. That's what Alexander de Tocqueville talked about, is just celebrating our humanity, getting away from bowing down to elitism. Mr. Malik?
The glass is never half empty. It's always half full. And I think that Trump has reignited the spirit, not just to make America great again, but to actually give the American people the power to be great in their own self-awareness, in their self-experience, in their self-expression, and I would argue in the companies that they're going to build, because I'm really enthusiastic about the American economy looking into the near future.
Kay, thanks for the call. Maybe Ted can do 5 more minutes the next hour, but then we've got the other big guest joining us, but I want to get to more of your calls, but I've got to say this. They said he'd never get 3.0 growth rate. It's 3.1. And to see the Democrats actively upset that the economy's turning back on, that's why Trump's approval ratings, even with skewed polls, are just going straight up, is because the Democrats are literally like gremlins trying to sabotage a recovery. I mean, don't they get how that looks?
It's the most disappointing thing, to see these gripers. Who are either trying to, stall the economy or to keep legislation from getting through, or frankly, to resist Trump on every turn. All the president wants to do is to have the American people thrive again. So why can't we just, as Rush Limbaugh said last night, why can't we just for the next 3 or 4 months join arms together, pass this legislation, and get on with it?
And that's what Limbaugh says is key. They want the president to fail, and they're public about it. And this is, he wants all of us to fail, no matter what color we are. Bobby in Tokyo, got about a minute and a half, we got a break. You're on the air with Mr. Malik. Go ahead.
All right, greetings.
So yes, sir, go ahead, like, Bobby.
Yeah, so globalism is always kind of on the borderline, but there seems to be a good globalism, a bad one. Like, my father is heavily involved in, I'm a lawyer myself, in intellectual property, and that we want to use it so that all of us can find a good way to develop new business.
I tell you what, Bobby, stay there. I went to you late. We're going to go to break. Ted, can you do 5 more minutes after this break?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. And then we've got, I guess I'm really, Brandon Tatum, 50+ million views on his video about the NFL. He's joining us. This guy's amazing, too. He's coming up in about 6-7 minutes. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. Spread the word.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
You deserve it.